Maybe putting a felon, a fraud, a sexual predator in the Oval Office and someone who led an insurrection against the country, not a great idea. I would say I told you so, but most of you watching knew that. And for those who are now coming to your senses, well, we talk about data here on the Midas Touch Network. So why don't we take stock this morning, pun intended, of where we're at since Donald Trump declared Liberation Day, which is really self-inflicted Great Depression Day, Annihilation Day, Liquidation Day. So stocks have now lost over 15% in 2 trading days, about $10 trillion or more of market value just wiped away. Bitcoin crashing. Didn't Donald Trump and all the Bitcoin bros say this guy's the Bitcoin president to the moon? Well, Bitcoin is crashing. Over the past few days, we saw 18 dead as significant severe weather flash floods were tearing through parts of the United States and Tennessee and Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. Bet you didn't hear Donald Trump talk about the 18 people who died over the past few days because of horrific storms. Also, you haven't heard Donald Trump really mention the 4 U.S. soldiers who died in Lithuania. Donald Trump was too busy to even greet the families and meet the bodies when the bodies were returned to the United States. But Lithuanians bid farewell to the 4 U.S. soldiers who died during training exercise. They did an incredibly moving ceremony in Lithuania, but Donald Trump cannot be bothered. And in fact, Donald Trump leaked to Fox, and I put this in quote, news, which I call state regime media, that he doesn't give an F about how people feel about him anymore. He says, "I don't give an F." He says, "I couldn't care less if people suffer, if prices rise." That's what Donald Trump's saying. Over the weekend, rather than talk about people suffering, rather than talk about American troops who died overseas, Donald Trump posted videos and photos of himself golfing over and over again. He posted this: "Hang tough, we can't lose." He posted this. This is actually a post from him. "Trump is purposely crashing the market." That's what Donald Trump is posting from his official account. I would say, can you imagine if Biden or Obama or, but you get the point. What are we even talking about here, folks? Donald Trump is posting from his official account that he's purposefully crashing the markets. We have a demented individual in the Oval Office. And as I said at the outset of the video, this is a felon for business records fraud. This is a fraud, someone who was found civilly liable for falsifying valuations in a very detailed order spelling out that this guy lies about the valuations of his properties. This is a sexual predator, someone found liable for sexual assault by a jury. This is someone found liable for defamation. I mean, what, we're not supposed to talk about that? We're supposed to just ignore that the way corporate news wants to ignore the growing protests across the country? But guess what? You can't ignore it. We ain't going to ignore it here at the Midas Touch Network now that we're the biggest news network and get the most views in the country and the world. I should highlight this story as well. What's Trump focused on while all of this is happening? You know what Trump is focused on? He is preparing a massive military parade that probably will cost hundreds of millions of dollars in Washington, D.C., set for June 14th. He's preparing a massive military parade where he wants to bring out tanks and weapons and fly jets overhead as Americans are suffering. So to recap, Donald Trump is posting videos and photos of himself golfing, and he's planning Kim Jong-un-style military parades through Washington, D.C. on June 14th. 7 months ago, this was the headline. 7 months ago, this was the headline. Dow sets a record as Wall Street gears for cuts to interest rates. Yep. Remember when under former President Biden, we would hear on Fridays, the Dow Jones set a new record today. The S&P set a new record today. What? The markets were up 50 to 60% or so under former President Biden. But remember how upset Fox was when they had to report on the job numbers? Well, the reports came out, but it's a little underwhelming, even though it's a record. Even though the market is up 50% since when Biden took office, it's a little underwhelming. They would get angry when they had to report the good data. Under former President Biden, 16.2 million jobs were created. Unemployment was at record lows. Every single month was a month of job creation. There were 40,000 infrastructure projects that were going up in the United States. Under former President Biden, we were energy independent. Our GDP was leading the world. We were number one in every world economic category, and our alliances were stronger than ever. NATO brought in new members to stand up to Russia's aggression. We were strong on the domestic front, on the foreign front. And all we heard from corporate news and MAGA Republican influencers and right-wing propaganda media was attack after attack after attack. Well, here are some facts, some data, some objective information. Right now, here are the markets that hit circuit breakers today, meaning they shut down because they were tanking so fast. China, Taiwan, Japan, the Russell Futures, Australia, Singapore. As we wake up today, markets shut down because they're tanking and they hit a point where the markets literally have to shut down. The question is, will America's markets hit that today? Are we heading there today like those other markets? By the way, if the S&P today falls more than 4%, it will be the first time it's done this since the Great Depression. Since the Great Depression right now. As Spencer Akimian also writes, if the market opened right now, the NASDAQ would be down 29% since February 19th, the second fastest 30% drop in history. But folks, the oligarchs are feasting. The oligarchs are happy. Take a look. Mark Zuckerberg bought a $23 million mansion to be right next to Donald Trump. Cool, Zuckerberg, awesome, man. You're going to do your jujitsu? You're going to do your jujitsu, Zuckerberg? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Here was Donald Trump flying back on Air Force One when he was asked about... By the way, this Bloomberg reporter is, she's amazing, this Bloomberg reporter. And she was the one who was speaking to Scott Bessent. So Trump's asked about the markets, and Trump says to the people, really, he's like, I don't care. You got to take your medicine, Americans. Just deal with it. Take your medicine. It's like a stupid question. Americans need to eat their medicine right now, and I'm feeding them their medicine. Here, play this clip.
In the world, which is what it should be.
Is there a Trump put, though? At some point, you're unwilling to tolerate this idea of a Trump put. Is there a threshold?
I think your question is so stupid. I mean, I think it's I don't want anything to go down. But sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something. And we have such a horrible... We have been treated so badly by other countries because we had stupid leadership that allowed this to happen.
Then Donald Trump bragged about his golf game and said he had a very low handicap.
Now, any questions?
How was the golf tournament?
Very good, because I won. It's good to win. You heard I won, right? Did you hear I won? Just to back it up, you were there, I won.
What's your handicap these days?
I like to win very low. I have a very low handicap. Okay, let's go.
Sir, Chinese foreign...
Back up a little
bit. Chinese foreign ministry said that the market has spoken.
Then Donald Trump sent his Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. Scott Bessent was asked on Meet the Press about what do you say to people who are retiring right now or about to retire who have lost their life savings. What's your message to them, Scott Bessent? Now, Scott Bessent is almost a billionaire. He's worth over $500 million. And Besant used to live in a pink mansion that looked like Barbie's dream house. He called it his pink palace in Charleston, South Carolina. And here Scott Besant says, I don't think Americans are going to be worried. He goes, I think he does it with this like arrogance. I think Americans have all this money saved up. I don't think Americans are going to care at all. So I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell them. I think they're fine. Here, play this clip.
President Trump promised that he was going to improve the economy starting on day one. He said prices are going to come down. More than 160 million Americans, Mr. Secretary, as you know, are invested in the market. Many of them have spent their lives saving for their retirement. What is your message to Americans who want to retire right now and who've just seen their lifetime savings drop significantly?
Well, Kristen, I think that's a false narrative. Americans who want to retire right now, the Americans who have put away for years in their savings accounts, I think they don't look at the day-to-day fluctuations of what's happening. And, you know, in fact, most Americans don't have everything in the market. Most Americans in a 401k have what's called a 60-40 account. That is 60 of 40 accounts that are down 5 or 6% on the year. People have a long-term view. They have a program. That the reason the stock market is considered a good investment is because it's a long-term investment. If you look day-to-day, week-to-week, it's very risky. Over the long-term, it's a good investment.
That's my Scott Besant impression right there. Not sure if it's offensive or a good impression or a bad impression, but that's my Besant impression. How horrific. How out of touch are you? Right? These are the same MAGA Republicans who tell us, look, you're going to feel pain, but we told you, we campaigned on pain and suffering. No, you didn't. You said on day one you were going to lower prices, even though former President Biden had inflation going down to 2% thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act. Interest rates were being cut under former President Biden. If y'all idiots literally just did nothing, like if you literally just had a cardboard cutout of Donald Trump in the Oval Office and let this demented, perverted weirdo go and play golf and you literally did nothing, GDP would have grown about 4% for the first quarter. Instead of tanking it like you're doing and causing a global recession, if not a Great Depression, a self-inflicted one right now. Y'all said lower prices, housing more affordable, peace in Ukraine in 24 hours, no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, no tax on overtime. Y'all lied about it all. Y'all are liars. And now you're a rug pull Ponzi scheme presidency where it's like, ooh, you want your Doge rebate check? Maybe I'll give you a Doge rebate check. Or you want me to make you rich? Elon and Donald are going to go to Fort Knox. Maybe we'll find some gold. Welcome to Shotgun Falls. We'll find you some gold out there. What, you think people are so freaking dumb? You think everybody in America has MAGA mush brain, you idiots? What are you even talking about? These people. I want to share this story with you. Use our platform to uplift it as well. A mother and her three children were snatched by ICE from a dairy farm in Sackett's Harbor, a rural town in northern New York. But the location is no coincidence. Tom Homan, Trump's border czar, lives there. He allowed his own neighbors, including a third grader, to be jailed. Deplorable, as Mehdi Hasan says. Our fascist government put a third grader in handcuffs. I want to read this from you. The principal of Sackett's Harbor, Jamie Cook. Here's what Jamie Cook, message from the Sackett's Harbor principal. As the principal of these students, I need to speak plainly. Our three students who were taken by ICE were doing everything right. They had declared themselves to immigration judges, attended court on their assigned date, and were following the legal process. They are not criminals. They have no ties to any criminal activity. They are loved in their classrooms. Their family has worked at the nearby Old McDonald's petting zoo and dairy farm for 15 years. They lived in a house on the same road as a home ICE had a warrant for. The fact that ICE went door to door is unfathomable. The fact that our students were handcuffed and put into the same van as the alleged criminal from down the street is unconscionable. When I think of my third grader's experience, my stomach twists and it is hard to breathe. We are in shock, and it is that shared shock that has unified our community and the call for our students' release. We are in direct communication with our students. Let me be clear. They are not being medically evaluated. They are not being questioned as potential victims. Calling a detention center by another name does not change what it is. We deserve better than spin and misinformation. My teachers and my students are already hurting. Please think about how long every hour feels for a third grader in a detention center. The wait had already been too long a week ago. I have no other agenda. Please release my students and their mother back to our community. As Rick Perlston says, do not look away. Do not look away. The protests are growing. The resistance will not be televised. It will be here on the Midas Touch Network. That's why you need to check out MidasPlus.com, where we're covering all of the protests. You need to subscribe here to this YouTube channel as well, where we're covering the protests. We're covering all of these updates. Now that we have the biggest news platform in the country, we will be using it exactly how corporate news did not want us to use it, how they refused to use it. We're going to cover all those protests. We're going to cover the rising resistance. We're going to do it truthfully. We're going to do it relentlessly. We're going to do it fearlessly. Please subscribe right now to this YouTube channel. We appreciate you. Shout out Midas Mighty.
Can't get enough Midas? Check out the Midas Plus Substack for ad-free articles, reports, podcasts, daily recaps from Ron Philipkowski, and more. Sign up for free now at MidasPlus.com.